Technomum, with the Institution of Engineering and Technology, advancing and sharing technology.
Mum was clearing out the spare room, and all sorts of interesting things were appearing. Stuff I'd not seen for ages.
Oh, wow. Look, it's the water pistols we got in Spain.
I could have sworn I'd thrown them out. Well, I'm afraid they're in the bin pile. There isn't enough room in the loft for everything.
And my swimming certificates. And Dad's ice skates. And how many folders of paper? Hang on, what are all these?
There was a shoebox full of funny black square things, each one about the size of my hand. They had sticky labels on them, and the bigger ones had a hole in the middle.
Ha! Floppy disks. There's something you might not have seen before. They're for saving computer files onto, or for loading up programs and games.
But your laptop hasn't got a hole for those. It's got a CD drive, and smaller holes for those little memory sticks. But nothing big enough for a huge bit of plastic like this.
Well, that's how fast technology moves on. 20 years ago, you might have used these yourself. 20 years before that, it would have been papers and folders. Like this lot here. You can see how the floppy disks seemed amazing next to all these paper files to store. And a lot lighter too. Phew.
Yeah, and now I can just shove my homework on a tiny memory stick, can't I?
And your memory stick, it's called a USB stick, can hold as much info as 100 of these big floppy disks. But here's the cool thing, Tim. In a few years, you won't even need a USB stick. Haven't they taught you about cloud computing at school?
Not sure about that. We'd done clouds, but that was in geography, not computing.
Don't think so.
Well, instead of loading programs and saving your files to and from a place on your computer or onto a memory stick, it's likely you'll save it to a place on the internet instead.
What's the internet got to do with clouds?
It's just a figure of speech. The internet is sometimes referred to by engineers as the cloud, and it's drawn like one on diagrams, just because it's big and it seems to hover above us, with so much in it that we can't see. And we don't need to see or understand how it works to use it.
That's right, even great-granddad can use the internet.
Cheeky. Of course he can. He used to be one of the top code breakers in the Second World War. He's a better engineer than me. But yes, you just log on and off you go. So with cloud computing, you can use files that are stored on the internet, save your files to the internet, and that leaves your computer a lot tidier.
With no piles of files cluttering up the space.
Got it in one.
I looked at the pile of things that were going into the loft. They seemed like important things. I wouldn't like someone else to be looking after my old swimming certificates. I worked hard for them.
But what if the cloud loses things? What if the computer files in the cloud get destroyed?
I can understand what you mean, but it's really quite difficult to lose things on the internet. And the files are far more likely to get corrupted or lost on your own PC. Anyway, I wish there was a cloud to put all this lot in. The loft's getting very full now.
Oh, you can't throw this, Mum.
Hammy's old hamster cage? No, it's horrible.
But we need to remember, Hammy.
I don't need to remember the blimmin' cage, though. Bin.
Technomum, with the Institution of Engineering and Technology, advancing and sharing technology.